In the 2006 governor's race, Judy Bar Topinka was challenging incumbent Rod Blagojevich. There was also Rich Whitney, who ran for governor as a candidate for the Green Party. He got more than 10% of the vote that year.
In 2006, when I ran, there were a lot of Democrats who just had their fill of Blagojevich even then. And there were a lot of Republicans who were not very enamored of Judy Bar Topinka. So it was kind of a perfect storm for us.
While finishing third may not sound like a perfect storm to some, it was for the Greens because they pulled enough votes to be considered an established party, meaning that they would have a much easier time of getting on the ballot for the next round of elections. Instead of having to get the signatures of 25,000 voters, as third parties do, they would only be required to get 5,000, the same as Republicans and Democrats. Politically, it looked like the Greens had arrived.
I would suspect that of those who voted for the Green Party in 2006, you know, whatever, a very small percentage of them really knew what it was all about, all right, or knew who Rich Whitney was and what his positions were. They just wanted to vote for somebody other than the major candidates.
That's Chris Mooney, head of the Institute for Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. Use the terms you want to describe the Greens that year, perfect storm or catching lightning in a bottle. While the Greens had it that year, the party did not have a base that Mooney says is needed to truly be successful as a third party.
If I was to be a person who's interested in organizing a third party, I would probably build it from the ground, from local elections. You'd probably have better luck where you could do a sort of one-on-one thing.
Mooney says another way that third parties have flourished, at least for a time, is relying on personality.
Ross Perot, George Wallace, Henry Wallace, these are people who had a personal following. And the downside of that is, of course, when that person either has a personal peccadillo or they just decide to get out of politics, then the party falls apart. So that's not a great way to build an institution either.
The Greens couldn't carry the momentum to the 2010 elections. It was evident they didn't have that spark the second time around. With Whitney running for governor again, he finished fourth with less than 3% of the vote. Beyond the dismal showing, the 2010 election also knocked the Greens back into third-party status, which meant for this year they needed to get five times the amount of signatures as last time in order to get on the ballot. They turned in the signatures, but Democrats successfully challenged the validity of them, knocking the Green Party off the ballot entirely for the major statewide races this year. For Scott Summers, this year's Green gubernatorial nominee, the barriers are too onerous in Illinois.
We are very unfortunate in this country to have a two-party system, as far as I'm concerned. We all are hardwired for that as children, but it strangles democracy.
It's not completely a lost cause. The Greens still have some candidates on the ballot in parts of the state. They'll field candidates in two congressional races, one in the Chicago area, the other in southern Illinois. When the party convenes for its state meeting in Chicago late this month, there will be sessions on trying to get more candidates involved at the local level. But overall for the Green Party, the 2006 election appears to have been more of an electoral footnote on the weaknesses of those major party candidates rather than a major shift in a state where the powers that be aren't keen on sharing control. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.